The Pali use this term, but it means this way.
Sorry, the Pali means...
Use abhidana.
Yes.
Which means this. Upayupatanam.
And what do you understand the meaning to be?
Because the same meaning, they use the term adhidhana, but it means upadana.
So the adhidhana just means strong clinging.
The same.
Yes, exactly. So when it says adhidhana, anusias, it's referring to the strong clinging.
Two words.
And,
yeah.
Yes, the strong clinging.
And anusia.
Yeah.
Anything that I want to mean here is that it can be correctly known that whatever appears are just different colors. It doesn't mean that we have to know, but actually now, it's not one color. There is not one color. That's why it can consider it and be aware of it so that it can be correctly known that what appears are just different colors, not just one rupa at a time.
Not one color at a time.
Not
one visible object of it. Yes.
So they are different.
Yes. Colors. So this is okay.
If I understand that.
Another point. While we're just being a bit picky, ahusi karma. When we were in India in Benares, a friend mentioned food that ahusi karma means karma cannot bring results.
No. Literally,
what was done, this is what you said.
Mm-hmm. In Antakata.
And I said, like, fu, I also understood it to be karma that cannot bring results. But no, like this, you very strongly said, no, it just means that which was done. Since then, many people have listened to the tapes, and everyone picks up this one point. It means past karma, or karma that can no longer bring results.
No. There are 9 or 12 ahosi karma.
For example, this was a quote I had, but I've just forgotten where it's from. That which is unable to do so is karma which has been ahosi, was no fruit of karma. There will be no fruit of karma. There is no fruit of karma. Here it defines it as the karma which has been, which doesn't bring fruit now.
In that life?
In that life, or in the future.
But it will bring results somewhere.
Well, here it says, the karma of the first javana has come to fruition in this life. If it doesn't, it's a hosi. If it doesn't,
no. Because we have to understand the meaning of a hosi in Pali. What does it mean? Can we have a look in the internet? Ahosi. The meaning of ahosi.
Because we looked at many passages in the Visuddhimagga and Abhidhammata Sangha and other commentaries, and they all seem to be ones that it suggests that it's referring to the past karma which will not bring any more fruit and can't bring any more fruit of karma.
But what is the meaning of ahosi? We have to understand that before.
I think it means which has been.
Okay,
yes.
which has been. So did it produce result in that life or not yet? Or for next life or life after that? Because there are many meaning of ahosi karma, how it works. Because just the word means that which is done. And it depends on whether it bring the result in that life. That has been done, has brought result already, or that has been done but not brought result yet, something like that.
But, Ajahn, why doesn't it have any fruit?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Maybe it has already produced result last life, or it hasn't produced result yet, and it will produce result in this life, and that's the meaning of ahosi karma. Or it will never produce result like the karma of an arahata after his death.
So it's just so different karma that's been done.
That's it. The meaning of it, literally, it is.
Okay. So if we have one of these examples, it's just an example, a kind of the ahosi.
Now you know what that's been, ahosi karma. That which has done had produced result in that life. One meaning. One way to to produce result.
Yes.
After it has done, then it has produced result. And that which has done, but the result hasn't been produced yet.
Okay. See?
So it's all so concerned
all
with that.
All kinds of
karma. All kinds of ahosi that has done.
All kinds of karma.
Yeah.
Ahosi, done, I see. What is this text?
Patisampitamaka.
Okay.
Kammakatha. Talk about past life, present life, future life.
Okay, that's very helpful.
Because even in Thailand, people think about just that which will not produce result.
That's how I understood it from that.
Do you have Patisampitta Mak in English?
Yes, okay.
Kammakatha. Okay. Just the example of what is the Ahosik Dhamma.
Yes, I have
in both lives.
It's quite the first Java which has to come to fruition in this life, and if it doesn't, it's
Ahosik. No, but when you read this, you understand that.
So Kunjit had the same question.
No, everyone think like that.
Everyone
will come to this Akita commentary.
Actually, really, this is not a commentary because it's part of the Sutta Pitaka. Do you think of it as a commentary?
In Thai, we have both Pali
and
I don't know whether this is the... Would you like to know about a horse, Ina?
Mm-hmm.
Please read.
Maybe Paina can read it.
On action? There has been action. There has been action result. There has been
Excuse
action.
Me. Please. There has been action is ahosi dhamma, right?
It doesn't say that.
Yes.
See, because that's what happens when you do a translation. It's gone. Okay, there has been action. In Pali, that would be ahosi kama. There has been action result. There has been action. There has been no action result.
Result, but the action has done.
Then the next
so it deals with all action
all
which has done.
Done, so
yeah.
Some which bring results,
right.
And some which don't bring results,
yeah.
And some which
no,
make.
No, no. It will, or it has, or it now.
I see.
Okay. Past, present, future result from ahosi kamma.
Okay, the next little paragraph is the same pattern, except it's a different tense. So listen for that. There has been action, there is action result. There has been action, there is no action result. So the first paragraph was has been, and this paragraph is action result. And the next paragraph is the future.
Mm-hmm.
There has been action, there will be action result. There has been action, there will be no action result.
So it includes all...
And the angel's family term. Ahosi kammang, ahosi kamma vipako. This is the first. Ahosi kammang, ahosi kamma vipako. Okay. And the second one. Ahosi kammang, na hosi kamma vipako. And the third one. Ahosi kammang, atti kamma vipako. Present. And ahosi kammang, natti kamma vipako. Not right then. Ahosi kammang pavisati kamma vipako. The future will result. Okay. Ahosi kammang na pavisati kamma vipako. The future result will not
come.
Okay.
The next pair of paragraphs start with there is action. So the first three were there has been action. There is action, there is action result, there is action,
like
there is
this?
No action result. Okay, what is
the
that?
The first, atti kammang, for this.
There is.
Okay. Atti kammang, atti kamma vipako. That's what you said. And now, the second one, atti kammang, natti kamma vipako.
Is that there is action, there will be action result?
That is the
first
one.
That
is the third one. Atti kammang pavisati kamma vipako. The future result.
That will be.
Mm-hmm.
In this pattern, there are only two that start with there is action. And then the third one, there will be action, there will be action result. There will be action, there will be no action result.
So it's very comprehensive. So I'm just a little bit surprised why in other commentary texts it seems to just suggest the meaning of a hosikana, just the one that doesn't bring results.
I think that is just part of just, this. And people take it firmly, hold to that idea.
Yes, or they just quote one.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a question down the center.
This letter from Nina. Whenever we take Nama and Rupa as a whole, we cling to a self. They should be known separately as they appear one at a time. One at a time because Jita and thus also Jita with Sati Sampajanya can know only one object at a time. So how do we know whether something is Nama and Rupa without some kind of mental activity?
There must be understanding. Otherwise, how can we know whether this is Rupa or that is Nama? But it's not only the word or the term or the name. For example, at moment of hardness appearing, hardness, we don't have to call it hardness, we don't have to call it Arupa, but it has the characteristic of not knowing anything at all. And at the same time, when hardness appears, there is that which experiences hardness. They are different reality. We don't have to call them anything at all, but we learn to understand that there are different dhammas.
So we should be watching this?
No, understanding. To learn to know that this is a characteristic of a reality that is not known before reading or listening to the teachings, that hardness is real and it's not table, it's not chair, it's not my arm, it's only a reality. To learn that in one's life there are only different realities appearing from time to time, one moment to another moment. For example, visible object appears not at the same time as sound. They are real. We don't have to call them Rupa, Rupa, Rupa.
We don't.
No, but by learning the different characteristics that they are real, because it's not imagination, hardness is now appearing. So that characteristic is real. In order to know that in one's life, what appears are only a reality at a moment, like whispered object appear at moment of seeing, sound appears at moment of hearing. So who is seeing, hearing? No one, only these realities, citta and cetasikas, arise together, experience one object at a time. From the moment of birth to the moment of death, from life to life. Just learn to understand that there is no self.
Thank you, Ajahn. That sounded clear. That sounded very, very clear to me.
Otherwise, it seems like we have to think we have to find Nama and Rupa. But actually, it's not like that.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking. We have to identify it.
They are here all the time.
Can we say when the understanding of dhammas is developed and they are known as they are, that this distinction becomes apparent between dhammas?
When? The question is when?
When understanding arises.
When is vipassana jnana?
Yeah.
Stage from two stages. That's the difference between the development of satipatthana and vipassana jnana and the intellectual understanding.
So we can't expect that to be apparent, but nevertheless we can understand at an intellectual level that dhammas are distinguished in this way.
When sati does not arise yet, how can we know the characteristic of satipatthana? Because it's not the state which arises when there is the intellectual understanding.
No. But the intellectual understanding can be a condition for awareness to arise.
Mm-hmm. Sankhara khanda. Otherwise, we just use the word sankhara khanda without understanding it. Now, all jetasikas are sankhara khanda from moment to moment. We can see how avicca can blind the true nature of reality. it cannot understand. Because visible object is visible object, and it is seen, and it can be seen just that. When Panya developed, this does not change exactly the same, but with Sati and Panya, deeper and stronger and more subtle to understand it. Because it's not moment of thinking about visible object as something.
Again, picking up from our early discussion, you mentioned now visible object, but isn't it the defilements of the mind that need to be understood for what they are, rather than visible
The question object? Is, when it's only visible object, why can't it appear as it is? It cannot to avijja, but it can to panya. So only panya can understand. Panya does not leave visible object out from this moment. It doesn't have to look for visible object either, because it's now appearing, just developing the understanding very little at a time to become used to just no more attention to shape, form and story. And that can be the understanding about the distinction between the absolute realities and the story about absolute realities.
Wouldn't it be more useful if Panya took the mental state as...
One can say that much different between not knowing, not experiencing, not understanding reality, and when there is Panya which knows.
Yeah, whether it is important to observe the defilements in the mind.
Or to understand the characteristic of a reality which is now appearing. To understand the moment when awareness arises, when it is aware, or when there is no awareness. Like now, there is seeing with awareness or no awareness at all, after seeing.
When you say understand, I immediately associate that with reflecting on what has just happened.
Thinking.
Yeah. So there's a visible object, there's a seeing, and now it needs to be reflected on in order for it to be understood properly.
One thing is that no one can stop thinking. And there are many forms of thinking. Thinking in words, thinking about shape and form, or just thinking. Are you thinking? See, it's unknown. Even it's thinking at that very moment. But since there is no awareness, reality arises and falls away in split seconds.
Yeah.
Before there can be the understanding of anyone, when right awareness does not arise, everything is gone completely, never come back. So only when sati arises, a characteristic of a reality can appear. Like hardness from morning up to now, it's gone already, from moment to moment, unknowingly. But here it's hard, see? So the characteristic appears to panya, more predominant than when there is no panya.
So there's nothing you can do about it.
Right, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's... Nothing you can do.
See, all realities are gone. Completely. Only that which now appearing.
And that makes us know the little moment of arising and falling.
Not yet. Just to know the difference between sati and no sati arising. Because there can be touching, hardness can appear, but without awareness. But when there is awareness, it's aware of that characteristic. So it appears as a characteristic, and then it can appear as arising and falling away.
In the beginning, you were talking about the importance of understanding, which I feel is what most people don't see when they talk about trying to have sati. Could you say something about how they're different? Satipatthana arises, and what people think to be sati when they're aware